We are talking today about Microsoft Cognitive Services, formerly known as Project Oxford. This is a set of APIs that are built on top of machine learning and that are exposed as REST APIs. I want to talk right now about the speech APIs. I can come down here and select speech. This will show me some information on it, along with some sample in-browser applications. But if I want to build my own, I go down here to Developers and select Documentation. And here's where I can learn how to use the API. Under Speech API, there is documentation on the REST for if I want to do voice recognition, for example. All sorts of documentation of how to call it here. And if I want to do this through a .NET application, there's actually a library for that as well. Also, under documentation, I have API reference client library. And here, there's a Microsoft Project Oxford namespace, and then here you'll see all sorts of classes and methods in those classes you can drill down into. That's what I've done here. I've got a sample application. This is a WPF application, and I've added the speech API to it. I did it through a NuGet package. So if I right-click the project to say Manage NuGet Package and search for Oxford Speech, then I can find the speech recognition. I need to specify either the x86 or x64 that I have. I've already installed this. I'm not going to install it again. What it did is it gave me access to some client libraries, so I can make these REST calls through strongly typed objects that are abstracted away from just the REST calls. The first object I need to look at is this one, the microphone recognition client. So this is, I've set this as a form level variable, and what happens is that when I run the application, and I'm going to click record, and when I click record, I've got a record button that's going to change the text on it and disable it, and then it'll call this custom method that I've written, convert speech to text. So it'll listen for my voice. And then I'll set some things like the speech recognition mode. I want to use short phrases, and this will call the web service every time it detects a pause, so there'll be a new word. Then it'll stop recording when it hears a longer pause. It'll assume that I'm done recording. I'll set the language here to English US. I'll give it my subscription key. And then I'm going to create this microphone recognition client. There's a factory class that I could do that. Speech recognition service factory has a static method called create microphone client, and I'll pass in those variables, the speech, the mode, the language, and my subscription key. That creates this object here, and then I'll just wire up some events. On partial response received, that'll fire whenever every single word is detected, and on response received will be at the very end when it detects that I'm done speaking. And then I'll start listening. And what'll happen is, every time it detects a new word, it's going to call out to this web service. It'll call it out asynchronously, and when a response comes back, this partial response here, this parameter right here, partial response event args, will have a partial result. And that's all of the text that is detected so far. And the beauty of this is that the first word it hears, it's going to take a guess as to what that word is, and it'll return that word. And then it'll hear a second word, and it'll guess what those two words together are. And then a third word, and it'll return three words, and four words, return four words, and so on. And what we'll discover is that once it figures out what the fourth word is, it'll realize, oh, I made a mistake on the first or second word, and it'll change it. So the results you get back will change over time. And that's what's going on here. And then at the very end, when I finally detects that I've stopped talking because there's a long pause, then all I do is I just reset everything, enable my button back the way it was to indicate that I'm not recording anymore. So let's see that in action. I'll start recording. What you'll notice is that every time it calls, I'll get the entire string back, and sometimes you'll see words earlier in the sentence that'll change. Whose woods are these? I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me standing here to watch his woods fill up with snow. And there it is. So this Robert Frost poem that we started, it actually got better at understanding it as it heard more and more of my sentence. And I was able to do that with just very little code because of these libraries that are available to make these asynchronous web service calls. This sample is available on my GitHub page. So in this video, we've talked about using Microsoft Cognitive Services, in particular the speech APIs that perform speech-to-text recognition. I'm David Giard. Thank you for watching.